proclamation number 6439 dated the December 30th, 1955. Consider the end. I send the same admonition to all human beings. Consider your end. For it is granted to all of you. Right now you will live to count on a natural recall from this earth when your hour has come. But many of you will have to leave earthly life prematurely, because I don't want to let them fall into my adversary's hands, since their resistance is not strong enough to resist his coercion in the last days. However, even the people who will experience the end will have to count on a shorter lifespan than they would naturally expect, for this end will happen to you soon. And you humans are not yet mature enough to anticipate this end without reservations. And thus, in view of the near end, I admonish you all to make every effort to improve your soul. I caution you to live consciously and not to let a day go by without having done a kind deed, without having offered your soul a gift to help its ascent. I urgently remind you all to accept my word, to let yourselves be addressed by me in my word and thereby also receive the strength to help you ascend. Don't just live your earthly life, but engross yourselves at least once a day in my word. Briefly communicate with me and commend yourselves to me and my grace. Just a heartfelt thought to me is already refreshment for your soul, and if you read or hear my word in silent devotion, you will provide your soul with the nourishment that will help it mature for sure. I only admonish you humans to live consciously, to remember that your life will not last much longer and that you will prepare a bearable fate for your soul after the death of its body. Don't let the time you have left until the end slip away. Don't let it pass by without using it for your soul, and you only provide for your soul when you entertain spiritual thoughts, when you make mental contact with your God and Creator of eternity, who is Father of you all, who would like to admit you into his kingdom but requires your own will to do so, to create a state of soul which allows its entry into my kingdom. Therefore I admonish you time and again, consider the end. As long as you stand in the midst of life, you will always resist this idea, because you don't know that you can be granted an extremely blissful fate afterwards. But my love would like to grant you a blissful fate. Consequently you will constantly hear these words of exhortation from above, because you yourselves have to want to become blissfully happy. Every pensive hour, every moment of inner reflection will be of utmost benefit for you. Yet woe to those who will never find time for this, who are so attached to the world that they are incapable of detaching themselves for a short time. For they are firmly under my adversary's control, from which they will hardly be able to escape if they are not helped through loving intercession, through calling upon Jesus Christ to be helped by him directly. You can call upon me at any time and I will hear you, for I want to release you from his chains and not prolong your captivity. Consider the end, and consider the state of your souls. Call upon me for help. This is what my never-ending admonitions intend to achieve, that you will remain in contact with the only one who can help you, that you will direct your eyes and appeals heavenwards and become and remain conscious of the fact that you will not live forever on this earth. Amen.